got the trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
Guess I'm lucky my feet got shoes. Got the trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
Now if I were a millionaire, I paid my taxes without a care. But I'll be working till I'm 89. And when I die, I won't have a dime. Got the trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
Guess I'm lucky my feet got shoes. Got the trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
Got the trickle down blues. Trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
You know, those trickle-down blues have been spreading all over the place, all over Kingdom Come, as Big Daddy Mac might say. We are experiencing one of the most tremendous Great Depressions of American history and one of the symptoms of it. And you know, much of what we see and experience in this particular recession, depression that we're going through, it's turning out there are people coming forward right and left and center that are saying, you know what, there's a lot of illegality happening behind this. There's a lot of things that were done that in shadow banking, in the shadow world of banking, in the shadow world of backroom deals that were not legal. And they're starting to come home to roost in very destructive ways. And one of those, my guest here in the studio, now we're going to be joined by others, but my guest here in the studio is CJ Holmes, who is a real estate broker and a real estate investor who has, first of all, I want to welcome you here to Shift Shapers Polar Reversal Radio here on KBBF FM.
Thank you very much for having us.
And what you're listening to is KBBF FM 89.1 out of Calistoga, but also serving Sonoma, Napa, Mendocino, Lake, Contra Costa, Marin counties. So we have a pretty wide listenership out there, we know. And out there in those counties that we reach, there are people who are, I'm sure, when you're listening to this, you are going to say, oh man, that's me. I'm in that situation. This is that kind of show. So listen up. There's some information here. This show is a special edition of Shift Shapers, and it is devoted entirely to the foreclosure menace. Now, we're not talking about eviction, where if you're renting and you haven't paid your rent or whatever reason, you get evicted. This is foreclosure. If you happen to own a home and you have a note on that home that you're paying, foreclosure means that the bank comes in, you haven't been able to keep up the payment. It's happened to a lot of people right now. Underemployment, we got home values way down below what people are financed for. Foreclosure means the bank comes in and takes it away. So, CJ Holmes, can you tell us a little bit more about this? Because it isn't just simply people didn't pay their bill. There's more to this than meets the eye.
There is so much more to it. It is complicated, but it's really simple. They're stealing our homes from us. That is the bottom line. They have structured a situation in which they created toxic loans. They lied to us about them. They lied to the investors that brought them. They're continuing to lie. They are fraudulently foreclosing. They are ruining the tax records in the county recorder's office. They have escaped paying the taxes due on a transfer. That's with the MERS. And it has started at the very top. So when people say, oh, it's just those bad buyers, they were greedy, they should never have signed these loan docs, they should never have done this, that, or the other, and they put all the blame on the people, that is the exact wrong place.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing various news commentators saying when this first started, and probably still now are saying, and trying to trot out this particular theory, which is that, oh, it's equal opportunity. The banks and the mortgage companies had to sell loans to a certain number of minority people just to keep their proper kind of numbers, and so they were forced into selling these home loans and these refinances to people who really didn't have the income and really didn't understand that when they, over time, this was going to be a very difficult mortgage to pay.
Let me tell you what they were told.
Yeah.
The buyers were solicited, actively solicited, to buy with these loans. These were the only loans offered to them, and it wasn't just minorities, it was everybody. They did the subprime, negative amortization, a whole slew of fraudulent type lending, where for $1,500 a month, they would loan you $600,000. Now, that's insane, and they turned right around and sold those mortgages in their funds, if you will. They're called collateralized debt obligations. They securitized them. Goldman Sachs,
okay.
Big banks did that on Wall Street.
Okay, so now there's a lot of people that don't know what you're talking about. So
I know.
We're going to back up a little bit here.
Exactly.
Okay, so we're going to follow the course. We got 2 hours here, by the way, folks. This is a special 2-hour edition of Shift Shapers. So we're going to take a deep breath and take our time, because what we're going to do is start with what is a subprime loan, and then what happened to that document after it got signed. I understand subprime means it's below the interest rate, the going interest rate, but
what is a
subprime loan?
No, a subprime means that the credit score of the borrower was below prime.
Oh.
So they hit these people with higher interest rates. They typically did what is called an 80-20. An 80% first mortgage plus a 20% second. So a lot of the subprime borrowers got into property with zero money down.
Mm-hmm.
It was 100% financing, and they were told, don't worry, prices are going up, and in a year we'll refinance you out of these loans. And so they believed them.
Yeah, and the economic situation in which this was happening was, if I understand it correctly, is that there was a lot of money available for lending. I mean, China had a lot of money. The U.S. had a lot of money. It was just at a time when there was money available, and the Fed had decreased interest rates hugely, and so it became a market where it was easier to sell real estate. I'm talking about the early 2000s.
Yes, that's part of it. I suggest if you have a computer available and you have access to that while you're listening, I would encourage you to get on my website, www.occupy-our-homes.info. Occupy-our-homes.info. Because I've crammed an awful lot of the history, how this worked, and current articles so that you can follow along as we discuss this. The fact is, it's even worse than what you just said. Yes, they sold these in the reason there was so much money is because once a borrower signed that loan document, then the bank swept that document up, plus, thousands of others, and they bundled them on Wall Street into securities. They sold them on Wall Street.
They made a package out of it.
They made a package, and then the terms we often use is slice and dice, and this is what that means. They have hundreds of these pools, and we did a short sale for one client. His loan, his $500,000 interest-only loan, had been sliced into 7 different pools.
Oh.
So when we tried to negotiate that, the negotiator from the bank who was servicing that note and trying to get the short sale through and work with us had to get 7 different investor representatives to sign off. It was a nightmare. It took 14 months. We actually got that one done, but when you start looking at all the short sales and how many fail, it's really fortunate to get as many as 60% actually closed.
So wait a minute. So I thought it was easy that once a property, isn't a property that got foreclosed, isn't that what a short sale is?
No, a short sale is a sale of the property for less than what is owed.
Right.
That's why it's called short. Not that the process is short.
Right.
The process is very long.
And so you're selling short because the market for real estate has plummeted.
Exactly.
Since the time that those loans were originated.
Exactly. And the reason it's plummeted, and I want to make this painfully clear, and that is the reason we have economic crisis is because everybody in construction, all the developers, all the builders, all the contractors lost their jobs and have gone bankrupt. The biggest builder and contractors in this county, in Sonoma County, are in bankruptcy court. Do you think it was because they had some pride loans? Not at all. It's because the market has plummeted. With all of these foreclosures, the banks dump the value on the market. Now, this is what happens.
Okay, so I don't get the part about the banks dump the value on the market.
Okay.
That's out in Wall Street somewhere, right?
When the bank forecloses, they will take a house back. They will give it to an asset manager at some point in time. They may hold that asset for a year. It may sit empty for a year. And then they will finally list it on the market. And then when they sell it, they will sell it to make sure they get a buyer. They teaser price it. So they sell it for lower than what the value is in the surrounding comparable homes. And every time that home closes, there's a new price point, which is lower than the neighborhood. So everybody's homes lose value.
Yeah, and appraisers go with what the recent comparable, the sale amounts for recent comparable homes.
Absolutely.
What determines what you're going to get appraised for.
Exactly. I call it mark to market. The appraiser comes out, the only houses they can use are those that have sold. The vast majority now are foreclosures or short sales, which have closed below a true market price, and sometimes these homes are hammered.
Yeah.
So the point is, then everybody loses their equity.
So a short sale is somebody selling out. They're selling the home to get out from under the mortgage. They're taking a huge loss. Sometimes a very huge loss, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
It's sold for less than what is owed. That is correct. Many of our homes down in Sonoma County are 200-300 below what they had borrowed. The fact is, if you sell short, then the owner has no lender recourse. The lenders can't come back after them and say, pay me the difference.
And most of the work that you've been doing, CJ Homes, I'm talking to CJ Homes, who's a real estate broker and investor, operating, it's Petaluma that you mainly operate through?
Santa Rosa.
Santa Rosa, okay. And so mainly active in Sonoma County, and
Sonoma, Marin, Solano,
very good.
Contra Costa, Lake, Mendocino.
That's right, and that is the coverage area of KVBS. So great, because we can have a big picture conversation. So listen, folks, this is not just about Sonoma County. However, a lot of the figures that I have reviewed and looked at on the website that CJ Homes gave, which is occupy-our-homes.info, have figures that are from Sonoma County, and they are striking.
It's beyond words. I'm telling you, sometimes we lose the words.
We don't realize how big this is.
Oh, let me tell you, I do. And if you go to the page on my website called Stealing Our Homes, you will discover that at the very bottom, on the top list is the most current date. So if you scroll to the bottom of the list, you're going to discover that the first person that actually did something about this was in June 2009, and it was me. And I put a little video together, and I called it Foreclosure Rescue Plan. And then you'll see in 2010, some mortgage guys talked about the sweetheart deal that the government was giving Goldman Sachs. Then you start looking, we sort of segue forward into this November and December. But at the very top of that list is November 4, an article written about the remix has failed. And what the REMIC is a real estate mortgage investment pool that is used in the shadow banking. And that is why we have such a problem.
Okay, so I'm going to go back a couple of steps here. The video that you're referring to, CJ, is about 9 minutes long. You're very good at being concise and explaining, really, it explains how the real estate market works and how it went haywire. And what's happening with from what CJ has found and from her studies and research and actual experience, what is happening with and contributing to and causing this. It's really, I refer to it as a foreclosure menace, because a menace is the kind of thing that it's maybe happening or kind of skulking around the neighborhood, but eventually it could be coming after you.
Here's the real scary upshot. I just counted yesterday the number of foreclosures in Sonoma County in the next 3.5 months, the number of homes being foreclosed in the next 3.5 months is 1,394 in this county. If you're in Contra Costa, it's 4,417. If you're in Lake, it's another 265 homes. And the kicker is you have to connect to how many these are compared to how many you sell each month, because the markets are different. Marin is a very small market, for example. Sonoma is much larger. It's about 10 times the size of Mendocino. But when you look at how many we sell in this market in Sonoma County last year, we sold 380 homes a month on average. That goes up and down. But if you took all the sales and divide by 12, you got 380. They're foreclosing on the average 398. They're foreclosing more homes than we can sell. And this is true for the 11 Bay Area counties I count. They're foreclosing 18,833 in the next 3.5 months. That's 5,381 per month. And these 11 counties only sold last year 4,679 a month. So 700 more homes a month we're losing to foreclosure. We can't keep this up. It will ruin the values, and they're already ruined.
And that is one of the things that happens is that, and just to make this really, really clear, when a foreclosed home, and many people have seen the ads, many people have seen the come-ons for, hey, foreclosure bargains, foreclosed homes, you know, on the auction block, come get them. What's happening is that when a home is foreclosed, it gets resold, generally, at the market price. And that means that there is this whole larger chunk of homes, this larger supply of homes going out into the market that is half the value of the one that you have.
That's right.
And that is going to be very surely under any kind of rules of market or any rules of economics you look at, that is going to drive down values big time.
Exactly.
And that's part of what's happening. We see the libraries closing, we see fire departments closing. That's part of it. I mean,
exactly. Okay. As the home values fall in California, our property tax revenues are based on price. So our property tax revenues just bite the bullet. They just fall and fall and fall and fall. Listen, in Hidden Valley Lake in Lake County last year, one totally buildable lot sold for $1. Now, to me, that's bottom.
That is.
So don't tell me we've got to hit bottom. But the fact is everything else is going to continue to slump down in price unless we stop foreclosures.
I'm talking with CJ Holmes, who's a real estate broker and investor. In our second hour, the 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock hour, we will be joined by Tiffany Renee, who's vice mayor of Petaluma, to talk about the impact that this is having not only in Sonoma County, but also in Petaluma, and she can give us a broader picture, too. You're listening to Shift Shakers of KDDF, FM 89.1.
Chase, and several other large banks.
Holy cow, wait a minute. So this MERS, this mortgage electronic referral system?
Recording.
Recording system is actually the product of a profit-making corporation. And
absolutely.
And it was put in to replace or sidestep the county recording process, which is how it's always been done.
Exactly.
Until maybe a few years ago.
And this is why that article on the remix have failed, which is completely like esoteric to us. But it's very clear, and it actually shows you with these foreclosure documents how they are illegal,
mm-hmm.
how they were not signed correctly, how these banks, by doing this, have lied to us, the property owners and borrowers, and the investors of these collateralized obligations, and the shadow banking system. And the problem is, they've got a huge mess on their hands and they don't know how to solve it.
So what is remix? The remix has failed. So when you refer to remix, what's a remix?
They're mortgage investment companies.
Mm-hmm.
They are investment pools that were used to park funds. I like to think of it as commercial paper. And if you have a Schwab account and you're not invested in stocks or bonds, you have some cash, They will put that into an overnight sweep account, they call it. And these amounts are literally as liquid as cash.
Mm-hmm.
And what they've actually done, because there are so many trillions of dollars, you know, hundreds of billions, sovereign wealth companies, big funds, they want the security of collateral, but they want the liquidity of cash. And so the shadow banking system said, I got an idea.
Yes.
Let's just use these mortgages.
Yes.
And so they sweep them in. And so to sweep them in and out and to change the ownership all the time, they don't sign them. So there is no assignment. Now, that's totally illegal.
That means there's no paper trail.
It's in MERS. And it's going back and forth and back and forth. And so this is why when they foreclose, they actually assign them after the trusts were closed, which is illegal. So the fact is, nobody really wants to talk about this, and it's pretty complicated, so read the article. But the issue is...
So during the process of all of this selling and reselling of your mortgage, my mortgage, the neighbor's mortgage, into pieces...
Yep, they pull
among them. 5, 6, 7, that is just automatically done by computers, and nobody really knows. By the time it finally lands, and there's a foreclosure, the decision is... that someone's going to get foreclosed, that property is going to be taken in, then that is, they go ahead and complete the record. They go through and find whatever the loose ends are and then fix them up electronically.
And, listen, the reason the banks have agreed to settle, and thank goodness Attorney General Harris, our Attorney General.
Yeah, this is Attorney General Kamala Harris of of California. She was elected, I think, in 2008. Yeah, she was elected at the same time that Obama was. And it was, progressive voters got her in.
So she has backed out of any settlement with the bank. Thank goodness. And I'm pushing, I want you to help me push her and the governor and the legislature to pass a law, whatever it takes to stop foreclosures. Insist on a moratorium on foreclosures in California while we work these solutions out.
And California is a very good place to start. Now, what you're referring to here is, and how Kamala Harris, the Attorney General of California, gets involved in this, is that, if I understand it correctly, these Wall Street companies,
Barons,
they're looking to have a number of things happen that will, first of all, give them immunity from fraud,
right?
And they have some other plans, but in order to do it, they need to get the approval of, on a state-by-state basis of the attorneys general, and if they don't get it, that's going to get in the way of them being able to have it the way they want it. Can you explain that just a little bit?
Well, Obama has tried to make a settlement and pushed the attorneys general.
Try to solve all the foreclosure things? Or
they want to, I swear, they want to sweep it under the carpet. They do not want this out. They don't know how to solve it. And basically, Obama has already admitted that he's going to try soon a pilot program. And the plan is to sell hundreds of thousands of Fannie and Freddie foreclosures to the hedge funds. These are the billionaires.
Yeah.
These are the very ultra wealthy of the planet.
And the problem they're trying to solve is that there were fraudulent and illegal transactions.
Exactly.
Behind all of it.
Exactly.
That's really the problem they want to solve.
And in the process, they've made it harder and harder and harder to get a loan. So they
interesting.
One of the rules, for example, is that if you lose a home to short sale or foreclosure, you, the borrower, the owner, now out on the street or renting, cannot get another loan to buy a home for 3 years. So they have locked out, that rule has locked out of every market in this country 3 years of foreclosures. So if you had a county that had just a few foreclosures, it's not a big thing. If you have a county like Solano, that has had 79% of the listings on the market are now distressed. 25% are bank-owned foreclosures, and 50% are short. So they have locked out over 12,000 families in Solano County in the last 3 years alone, and they can't get a loan to buy. So rents are climbing because they have to rent, live somewhere.
You can't even buy your own home back on a short sale.
Oh, no. The only people, anybody on the planet can buy your home on a short sale except you, your family, or a terrorist. They check everybody now on the terrorist watch list. So it's outrageous, and that's why one of my solutions is, well, sell it to the owner short. If you need to rewrite the notes with a, quote, sale, you can't modify it, right? Then sell it short, and the difference...
That would be a solution, wouldn't it?
Well,
to actually set it up so that the owner of the home, who, by the way, has a history of living there, that has a history of their family living there, they know that home. They've done improvements on that home. They picked out all the paint, all the carpets. They've done everything. They did the special, and there was a thing in the Press Democrat about it, where they'd done a special room for their aging relative.
Absolutely.
So that, and they had done all of this special tiling in the kitchen, and it was, they have stories to tell about the whole process, and that's being taken away from them.
Exactly.
And taken away.
And there are no solutions.
And they don't even have the option of rebuying it at the new correct interest rates or the new correct value, corrected market value of the home. Not an option.
Exactly.
Interesting.
People are in my office and they are crying or they are yelling over the phone, not at me, but the fact of the matter is, when their home sells short, it sells for a price they would have paid to keep it. But no, we had to go through the foreclosure process or the short sale process and all the extra expenses, and they would not modify that person's loan to that amount.
It sounds like punishment.
Oh, it's huge, tit for tat.
And there's something more to this, isn't there? There's a benefit to the foreclosures. There's a benefit to banks. There's a benefit to possibly even to Wall Street coming down the pike. In what you've been finding out.
One of the biggest burns is to watch the bankers, the banksters, get bonuses off our money from the government and just continue to push people out of their homes, and then the government against us selling our foreclosures to the hedge funds so they can be our landlords and manipulate the market however they want, and net the appreciation gain. Look, every investor looks at a property like, what's it going to do in the future? And so now, truly, for example, take Solano County. The houses there are down to $80,000 for purchase price.
Really?
They'll rent for $1,200, $1,300 a month, but when you insure them, you have to insure them for $180,000 because that's the cost to replace. So it's obvious that the prices are depressed $100,000.
Yeah.
So eventually, let's say all the foreclosures stop tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, the market would fairly quickly balance because you wouldn't be having these foreclosures and short sales on the market.
So the short sales and foreclosures are actually putting the homes on the market that are being offered for less than it would take to build one.
This is why you've got to understand that the home crisis, this foreclosure crisis, and this debacle, this shell game foisted on us by these fraudsters has ruined our economy, because every contractor, every builder, every developer is bankrupt. So when you take all construction, virtually all of it, out of our economy, well, what do you get? Unemployment.
You do. You definitely get unemployment. It starts there in the construction.
Yeah, and I have been, I'll yell at TV. Thankfully, I can now actually have a radio show to say, listen, if you fix the home market, you'll fix our economy. Our hearts are where our homes are, and they've broken our hearts. They're taking our homes. They're stealing them from us. They don't offer any other solution than get out. And the people that they're putting on the street now are old people and disabled people and middle-class people. It's outrageous, and it's got to stop.
It's not only outrageous and got to stop, as you're saying. What I would also point out from what you're saying, it's about to increase and accelerate.
Yes. Oh, yes. Look on my little list of, stealing our homes. They expect to do 25% more foreclosures, and people will say, you've heard them, talking heads. Well, let's just foreclose on them and get it over with. And the fact is, the more they foreclose, the more homes fall into foreclosure, and the more they'll foreclose, it will not stop until they foreclose every loan. That's the end result.
Yeah.
Right now, 40% of the loans in our country are in trouble. This country has 50 million loans.
Yeah.
And 20 million of them have a problem. 6 million are in the pipeline.
Yeah.
Default, going to foreclosure. 11 million.
10% are a sure thing.
11 million are underwater.
Yeah.
I've done the numbers. In the 11 counties in the Bay Area, We have 342,944 loans right now that are underwater. That's 18% of the property in these 11 counties. That is over 6 years worth of sales, because these 11 counties only sell about 55,000 homes a year.
And again, to go back to some things, that the points that you've been making here, that it makes it more difficult for homes to be sold, because the people who've been foreclosed, the people who have made short sales, they're out of the market for at least 3 years.
Exactly.
No matter what their credit is.
Exactly. Who's going to buy it? Is somebody actually going to come from China and live there? No. And so the prices fall and fall, and they say, where are the buyers? Some agent emailed me from Atlanta. She says, we don't have any buyers. All we've got out here are renters. Well, duh. They foreclosed everybody. And so the fact of the matter is, not every tenant can buy. And a couple of years ago, we ran through those tenants. And so now you have, basically, my clients are first-time home buyers struggling to go, and they go, how does this work? Or you've got investors, you know, and they want it cheap. And so everybody in the middle, all of us homeowners and property owners, are just like, wait a minute. I can't. And the upper end is really hurting. It's going to continue to slide and slide and slide, because in a normal market, a home seller has some equity,
right,
and can buy, and typically buys up. Well, they don't have, there aren't any
equity
of those
law.
People.
Yeah.
There's no equity. And so they're just out.
As the home values get driven down, the equity goes away with it.
Absolutely. Right. I'm telling you, now these are conventional borrowers. They put $100,000 down. They owe $500,000. The house is worth $3,000. They paid $6,000 in 2009, 2 years ago. Now, the trouble is, that was a conventional loan, and that's now underwater that much. This is a disaster.
Yeah.
We have to stop it.
And that was not even a subprime. That was not even a loan to somebody with bad credit.
No.
It was a loan. It was a conventional prime loan,
and it took all that person's savings. So now these people, and trust me, there's a ton of them, they're saying, hey, wait a minute, my savings have gone too.
Yeah.
And I'm upside down. So the only way I can now sell is short. And then I'm going to be out.
Right. And there is a group that will be in. And you've been referring to them. And it looks like it's going to be, according to some of the information on your website, it's going to be Wall Street. And the website is
occupy-our-homes.info.
And there's a place where they have instructions on how to contact you with questions.
Yes. You can email me, occupy@cjholmes.com.
And you can also email us at shiftshapers@gmail.com. Yeah, shiftshapers@gmail.com. Feel free to email our Shift Shapers team, who are actively busy here in the studio right now, with any questions you may have, and I'll be delighted to forward any of that to CJ or to whoever is going to be the appropriate person to answer the question. In coming up here in the next hour, we will be joined, and I want to thank you, CJ Holmes, for coming
thank
in and
you.
Joining us. It's and I know that you are on a mission to let people know what is going on, but not only let people know, but give people some instructions and say, it's just like in, almost like an Animal House, you know, who's Whitney, you know? and I just love that you've got that who's Whitney, come on, kind of attitude. And that's going to be showing up here in the next hour. We'll be joined by Tiffany Renee, who is the Vice Mayor of Petaluma, with things to say about what's happening at the national level. And we'll be talking about some of the things that are being done in Petaluma as an example of what could be done in many communities nationwide. You're listening to Shift Shapers, Polar Reversal Radio. I'm your host, Daniel Kerbine. You're listening to this on KBBF FM 89.1 out of Calistoga, serving Sonoma County, Marin, Lake, Mendocino, Napa, Contra Costa, you name it, we're serving it. And I'm sure there are people out there going, whoa, what am I going to do? Well, we are going to have some ideas on that, and it's mostly going to be everybody getting together and helping each other to get that word to the people that we have to get that word to, and start twisting some arms up there in those marble buildings. And we will be putting some, and one more, sure, would you like to?
Let me just do some quick summary, if that's okay. Their plans are three things. They want to settle and get you immunity. They want to keep foreclosing, and they want to steal our homes. They're going to, they want them themselves because the future appreciation is enormous. If you think what they've already gotten out of us is a lot, you wait for the future. They're stealing our future appreciation.
It's hard to believe that it's an honest situation when one of the first things that they want in negotiation is immunity from prosecution.
Exactly.
And you can share this interview. We will be uploading this on our blog, on our podcast. It is Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/shiftshapers. Okay, that's blogtalkradio.com. Look for Shift Shapers when you get there, and you'll be able to find this podcast by the middle of this week. This will be uploaded to our podcast, so you can listen into this some more. And we're delighted to have our guests here in the studio.
There's three things we can do to stop. We have stop action, we have go action, and some individual action. We need to stop the bank settlements, we need to stop foreclosures, and we need to stop Obama from selling the foreclosures to the hedge funds. For go, we need to all get better connected. We need to connect with our legislators and our government, particularly at the state level, and insist that they stop foreclosures for us. We need to be in on the negotiations with the banks. We need to force them to negotiate and settle our loans the way and modify the loans the way we want them. There's some individual things you can do. On my home page, there's both a flyer in English and Spanish. I ask you, print it and give it to a friend, a neighbor, somebody. Get the word out. If you understand Twitter, you can follow me at Occupy Homes, OccupyHolmes, and I try to tweet what's happening and coming. And then hound the Attorney General to say no to foreclosures and to settlement, don't settle with the banks, stop our foreclosures, and hound Obama to just stop his pilot program. There are better ways. We need to insist that Fannie and Freddie work on a loan process that anybody that's had a foreclosure can buy one of these foreclosures. Let us keep them. Sell them to us. Don't sell them to the hedge funds.
And it is really big. In Sonoma County, from 2008 to 2012, there have been over 20,000 foreclosures, and the value lost of home values has been over $8.4 billion. Our local governments have lost more than $200 million in tax revenues due to the housing crisis. One in five U.S. foreclosures is in California. From 2008 to 2012, nearly 2 million homeowners in California have lost their homes to foreclosure, with a home value loss statewide of over $630 billion. Local governments have lost more than $17 billion in tax revenues nationwide. It's big.
And in the state, in the next 3.5 months, there will be 112,541 home foreclosures. That's over 32,000 a month.
Come back to this hour.
You'll see me in the welfare line. Got the trickle down blues. Guess I'm lucky my feet got shoes. Got the trickle down blues. Now if I were a millionaire, I paid my taxes without a care. But I'll be working till I'm 89, and when I die, I won't have a dime. Got the trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
Guess I'm lucky my feet got shoes. Got the trickle down blues.
Trickle down blues.
Got the trickle down blues. Trickle down blues.